Yesterday we talked about the scrolls that was sealed and that was opened by our Lord Jesus Christ and that was eaten by John. After the scroll was eaten, very beginning, it tasted very sweet, but later on, it turned to bitterness. In the Bible, we can always see that when people read the words of God, they always feel very sweet. Always feel very sweet. That's why so many people like to read this Bible so much. That's why this Bible is still more popular than Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Yeah. Because it's very, very sweet to eat the words of God. Now my question to you was, how come it became bitter? Anybody like to answer? How come it became bitter? Nathaniel. A lot of what? So God have expectation that you need to carry it out. Thank you for your sharing. Any other one? Yes. The Word of God sometimes shows our mistakes. Very good, thank you. Any others? Any others besides these 2 points? Margareta, any other insights? In the last day, there are persecutions? Yes. I think I also want to look in from that perspective. The two witnesses, when they go out, did they preach good news? When they prophesy, we mentioned that it's a burden, right? Prophesy burden. That's why people hated them. It's a burden. Therefore, the message is not pleasant. And the message is talking about destruction of the earth. Of course, it also talks about the finish of the heavenly of kingdom, right? But in the processes, there are many suffering things that occurs. Besides, when the scroll start to reveal, right, now it's revealed in your stomach. Can people see what's in your stomach? Can I be, in Chinese, it says that, can I be your 肚子里的蛔虫? Can I be your, I cannot see your heart, right? You know, in the last day, it's going to be very interesting when you evangelize, because it only reveals inside your heart. People cannot see your heart. The false prophet can always say that, well, if it revealed in your heart, right? It can be revealed in my heart, right? So everybody can say whatever they like at that time, right? It's because later on you can see that truth. Later on, the Lord sometimes only give the some truth is for the public, and some truth is for God's people only. Oh, you got to remember this, huh? In Matthew chapter 13, if you read the Bible, what Jesus gave 7 parables. What is the first parable? Sowing of seed, right? What is the second parable? Huh? The wheat and what? The tares, right? What is the third parable? If you have time to go back and read chapter 13, right? What is that? Huh? The mustard seed become a big tree, right? What is the fourth parable? The dove have yeast, right? You talk about history. Jesus came out to sow the seed. And then, you know, false believer was among us. Therefore, they are wheat and the tares. The Lord says, do not pluck out the false believer yet. It will influence the true believer. And then the Lord continues to say that, you know, later on, the church will change its essence. The church will become very big from apostolic time to Catholic church, right? Become very huge church. But the essence has changed already. That's why the birds will rest on the tree. Means that Satan will rest on the tree. And then it comes to 1517, when Martin Luther reformed the Catholic church, right? As if the door is very pure, but there are yeast inside. Then it totally got changed. After Jesus finished this story, right? Where did Jesus go? You read the Bible, Jesus did not talk to the public anymore. Jesus come into the house and give the explanation to apostle only. And Jesus said, this kind of truth is only for you to know, not for public to know. So you can see the same thing keep occurring, right? So when John was writing 1 John chapter 5, he mentioned a very interesting verse. It says that, how do you discern the true spirit and false spirit? Of course, number one, if the true spirit always confesses that the Lord is God, it will never not say that the Lord is not God. Number two, the true spirit always talk about spiritual world, not worldly society only. Talk about politics, talk about how to make money. Then it must be false spirit, right? Number three, it's very interesting. If you receive the true spirit, right, anybody who is from God will listen to us. This is very subjective now. Huh? Will listen to us because only we are the true inheritance from the tradition of Jesus Christ. This is spiritual tradition. We are the true, we are attached to the true vine. Only who listen to us are receiving the true Holy Spirit. So in the last days like that, all the truths, all the scrolls now is in my stomach. Whatever I say is revealed by God. And the false prophet might say the same thing, right? So in the last day, many, many people will be lured away by the false prophet because later we are going to talk about it. They can even perform mighty miracles. They were like Elijah. They are able to send fires came down from heaven. So even many TJC members in the last day will be lured away. Maybe one third. Later on we will touch up upon that. That's why when John eaten that scrolls, right, inside him, oh man, this is so difficult. This is so difficult, right? It's only revealed in my stomach, in the God's prophet's stomach. How can we prove it later on? So be very careful. Be very careful in the future, because maybe one third over here will simply depart from TJC. That's why it becomes bitter. So this talk about the squirrel. After eating the squirrel, right? What did we say? Then you got to what? You got to go out to evangelize, right? So chapter 10 talk about eating the squirrels. Chapter 11 talk about two witnesses went out. Actually, chapter 11 verse 1. There's one thing before it. That is the measurement. Huh? Chapter 11 verse 1. Tommy, would you please read chapter 11, verse 1? Verse 2. Amen. So after you eat the scrolls, after you listen to the word of God, the Lord will measure you. The Lord will measure. What does it mean? The Lord will see if you truly carry out the truth of the Lord. It's very good that you come to NYTS, right? But the more sermon you hear, the more expectation the Lord has from you. One person who knows the truth very well, and the other person never knew the truth, both of them commit the same sin, the same mistakes. Let's say fornication. You are blessed and receive so much truth, even going to graduate from NYTS, right? But this guy, maybe he just believes in the Lord. Maybe he lives in Romania. No true Jesus church, right? But he believes in the Lord, right? And they commit the same mistakes. The Lord wants to measure it. You eat more, the Lord requests more from you. That's why the Bible says that in the last day, the judgment started from the elder of the church. Elder, and then, you know, pastors, all those people who serve the Lord will be judged first. So it's good that, it's blessed that you receive a lot of truth, right? But also be aware, there is a rod going to measure you. Are you in accordance with the standard or what? Talk about measurement. Do you remember the story of David? Once upon a time, David went to attack a city, right? Went to attack a country, right? That country's people must be very tall, I think. So David also used a measurement, right? Those who are taller than this measurement, cut their head, kill them. Remember that story? Remember that story? Anyone? Actually, when I read a story and read this story, I'm thinking, hey, one day, right, God measure you, you're supposed to be this tall. You're supposed to reach to this standard, but you are not there. actually, you might suffer a little bit, huh? Anyway, this is not to scare you. But for sure, there is a measurement. The Lord wants a measurement. But guess what? Measure where? Only measure the Bible, according to the Bible, only measure where? Measure who? The temple and where? The temple, huh? The altar. This is altar, right? And what? And those people who worship inside, right? You know that if you know the Bible very well, this is three layers, right? This is called Israel's cross, right? Those who are Israelites can call, come inside this court. In New Testament, its word is what? 所罗门廊下. It's also inside here. The Hall of Solomon. New Testament also inside here, right? Actually, when apostles go to the temple, they only reach to this there, right? Because in this there is the court of Levi. How to spell Levi? Service court, right? Over here, you have a burning altar, animal. Maybe you can bring a cow and sheep inside over here, right? And you sacrifice over here. And there was a basin to wash your feet and hand before you enter into the temple, right? And inside here, of course, in the Old Testament, there is a what? Curtain, right? In the curtain, outside the curtain, there was a lampstand, candlesticks, right? And then display bread, right? And then the ark was inside. But after the Jesus' death, this is no more. Okay, only like this. And in theological term, it's also in my note. This is called naos. The whole thing, including holy or holy and holy. This side is called naos. Only people. At that time, right? At that time, after John eating the scrolls, right, and go out to evangelize, right, and at that time, the law will only measure those people who are inside here. If you only have a name of Israelites, you say, "Lord, I'm a TJC member. How come you don't measure me? I'm already in here. How come you don't measure me? I'm sorry. In the last day." Even though you have a name of TJC, your name is in the church directory. I'm sorry, the Lord might give you away in the last day. Because you are not inside here. You only have a name. If you open a directory, right? Suddenly you notice the name. Hey, how come I never show this brother and sister in my life? But it is in the directory. This person is will be trembled. The Bible says over here, 11, you just read it, right? Will be trembled by Gentile for how many... How long? How long? We'll be trembled by Gentile for how long? 42 months, right? So they will get lost. How about this court? This court is also 沦陷, huh? 沦陷, captured. Even though you might be an IE teacher, even though you might be a church council member, a pastor, an elder, if you do not go inside to pray, to read the Bible, you know, there's a This is the burning altar is to pray, right? Display bread. Bread is the word of God. Huh? If you do not read the word of God, if you do not worship the Lord, hit yourself inside here. I'm sorry, even though you work many works for the Lord, you are trembled for 42 months. Only people inside here, they deserve measurement. So it really teaches us that in the last day, it's going to be very, very, very chaotic. The false prophet might come in and influence the church, and many people will be influenced, and even many places have been forsaken. No? Forsaken, like Israel court and Levi court. In order to let you understand this kind of idea better, please turn to page 30, or B30. This is a picture or drawing over here for your reference. Huh? So now you understand what I'm talking about. Okay, I have this picture in mind, right? I want to rewind a little bit. Can I do it? Rewinding. Can I rewind a little bit, okay? Okay, let's talk about trumpet. What is the first trumpet? First trumpet. What disaster called where? Earth. Second trumpet, disaster called where? Third trumpet, disaster called where? Third trumpet, disaster called where? Fifth trumpet, bottomless pit open, right? Bottomless pit, millennium years ended already. Satan came out already. Sixth trumpet, the Euphrates River got what? The four messengers got released already, right? Where's Euphrates River nowadays? Middle East, right? It flows by where? Maybe Iran, Iraq, that places, right? Some people are saying that these four, if you interpret Revelation in social level, worldly level, of course, these four messengers, talking about those countries, nearby the river. Usually nowadays the world has peace because they make contract with the Western world. Let's do not fight with one another. We buy petroleum from you, you know, and you are nice to us. We have no more fight, right? But people are saying that in the last day, no, there are going to be a petroleum war, Gulf War. The peace covenant was released. No more bondages. Therefore, they will go out and fight. And there was Third World War will start it with the Middle East. Armageddon. The war will start over there. This is earthly level. People are trying to explain that, right? But again, I want to leave it up to the church level, right? Church level. If we talk about the heavenly level, what is this Euphrates River four messengers got released? According to the Bible, if you check this river Euphrates from the Bible, actually Euphrates River appear in the Garden of Eden, right? And then when God promised Abraham saying that, I'm going to give this land to your descendants, what is that promised land? What is that promised land? That promised land involves Euphrates River. Let's turn to the Bible. Genesis chapter 15. Genesis 15. Verse 18. Shall we have Angus to read for us? Yeah. How do you pronounce your name? Angus, right? Angus. Thank you. Okay, so you can see that when you talk about promised land, you always think about, it is from Dan to Beersheba, right? Dan to Beersheba, from the north to south. Nowadays, almost the land of Israelites, right? But actually, I'm sorry, the land promised to Abraham is much bigger than this, if you know the geography, right? Do you know the geography? I'm a very bad tour again. This is Egypt over here, right? Nowadays, this is Israel, right? There's an Egyptian river, a very little river, Egyptian river over here. And this is Dan, right? This is Beersheba. Beersheba, Abraham, and Abraham, Isaac, something stay over there, right? And this side, Egyptian river. But Euphrates River is somewhere nearby here. You have to use Stephen Carl. It's far away from here, right? So the land is like Euphrates River, this is Iran, Iraq, it's over here. And this is small land over here. So the promised land is supposed to be much bigger than nowadays promised land. Actually, Moses repeated the boundary of promised land again. Let's read it here, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 24. Deuteronomy 11, 24. Jason Chuang. Jason, oh, you don't have voice. Ah, William, William has good voice.
Deuteronomy 11, verse 24. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea shall be your territory.
So you can see that it's from Euphrates to the western sea. Over here, supposed to be your territory. This is quote unquote promised land. This is boundary of promised land. Right? And guess what? King David, at his most prosperity time, the Bible says that he was able to overcome a king over here and control the land over here. So indeed, in the history, the Lord's promise never failed. Huh? In the history, David reached to that boundary of that promised land. But guess what? When King Solomon took over King David's kingship, right? King Solomon sinned. Therefore, the Bible says that his territory was attacked by his adversary, by his enemy. The enemy is adversary. The same word as resister, the same word as Satan. Satan is a resister. So what does it mean? If anybody sin, right? Anybody sin, right? The boundary, the promised land is decreasing and decreasing. You will lose your boundary. Or your territory will be invaded. Many people will get killed in your territory. So with this in mind, right? So you can see Euphrates River is the boundary of promised land. Now, if we look from this angle, one concept is that all the promised land, right? Everybody in promised land are protected. We already mentioned it, right? We are TJC member. We are protected, right? Like Job as a hedge. God protected him when he was in the hedge. Satan accused God. Of course, Job loved you very much because you protect him all the time, right? And the Lord allowed him that. Just tear apart the hedge, then just hurt him, but remain his life, right? So when you are in True Jesus Church, right, the only way Satan will attack you is by the permission of God. If you do not go out, but if you go out this hedge by yourself, I'm sorry, sometimes you might suffer, right? Sometimes you might suffer. So sometimes commandment is a boundary to you. You should not steal, you should not commit adultery, you should not do this, you should not do that. Actually, commandment is a protection. If you do it, you are outside of the hedge and you are vulnerable to the attention of Satan. Now, so if, let's talk about temple. If temple a boundary, right? Only Israelite people can come in this court. Here, this is a boundary. We are talking about the spiritual realm of the Euphrates, right? Here, there are four messengers. As if this is Euphrates River, right? And four messengers in the four corners, right? Over here. And suddenly, after the fifth trumpet, Satan was released already, no more protection. So they start to, over here, Satan was released, start to attack God's people. So they come in to occupy the Israel court, to occupy the Levite court. And then the law only protect this little tiny land in the boundary. Just like King Solomon's age, his boundary shrinks already. In the last day, the law only will protect those who truly worship the Lord, the true believer, those who truly pray all the time, study Bible all the time, go to church all the time. The rest of it, boundary got open. Euphrates River, four messenger was open. Come in and attack the church member. And you know what? Many people will die. Many people will die. So you can see that it's easy to, it's so wonderful that the Bible really connect one with another. Because when John, after John eating that scrolls, it says that two witnesses will go out to preach for 42 months. 42 months, right? 160 days. How many days is within 42 months? Actually, they are the same, right? Isn't it? They are the same, right? 42 months is 1,260 days, if you calculate it, right? So eating the scroll, before eating the scroll, after eating the scroll, there's a measurement only inside it. Outside, got trembled by Satan already for 42 months. Oh, that is the truth. By Gentile. Do you have any question? Yes. Concerning the length, right? I would suggest you to, because all the figure is not a literary figure, it's a length of time. You can think about it. If millennium year, the church year is about 1,000 years, then you compare this length of year with the length of persecution is 42 months. What is the proportion between 1,000 year and 42 months? Then you can get a feeling. You know what I'm trying to say? Get a feeling how long will be the tribulation time. Right? Understand? So, relatively, it's going to be short. Relatively short. It's only 3.5 years compared with 1,000 years. But at that time, it's going to be very fast. You read the Bible, huh? It's going to be 42 months, 5 months, and then what? One day. And then time is going to be very fast. If you read the Bible, you pay attention to the proportion of the time. And you see what is that portion talking about. And you get a feeling of the timing. Oh. Now, I want to switch. I just went back to talk about the fifth trumpet, right? Sixth trumpet. Actually, let's talk about, again, sixth trumpet is Euphrates River, four messengers got released, right? How about sixth bow? When sixth bow pour, what happened? Huh? River dry, right? Let's read that verse. Let's read that part. Chapter 16, right? You should remember by your heart right now. Huh? Where does Paul record it? Chapter 16, verse 6. Verse 12. Shall we have Travis, would you please read? Verse 12 and on.
Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river of the and his water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared.
13.
And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
14. Armageddon, right? This talk about last word, Armageddon. Many people, when they explain this verse, it says talk about when the river got dry, right? Really, battle will be very severe. Everybody will get together in Armageddon because that is all battlefield. Nobody live over there. A lot of time it has battle go through over there, right? And that is a great battlefield. But if we talk about heavenly level, right? Actually, when it is, verse 12 says that when the river dry up, it's for the preparation of the king from the sunrise. 日出之地所来的众王, prepare the road for the king from the sunrise. Who are the king from the sunrise? When we believe in the Lord makes us king and priest, right? Right? So we are king. And sunrise, remember, when the angel took out the seal to that seal person, where does the angel came from? Anybody remember? Huh? When the angel take the seal of God to seal the forehead, where does the angel came from? You don't remember? East, right? Come from sunrise, chapter 7. Sunrise. Chapter 7, verse 2. Right? Right? And everybody, is everybody with me? Everybody with me? So actually, true Jesus church come from where? Sunrise, right? So the Holy Spirit started from from where the sun rises, and later on go to the Southeast Asia, go to Japan, go to Korea, go to Hawaii, and go to mainland, continue to steal from there. And therefore, the Bible calls us that we are kings of the sunrise. Huh? And remember, so when you are still here, right, when it is released and the river dry, you got to prepare to run to the Neos, right? You got to run for your life because Satan is coming in already. If you never go to church, if you are not a true Christian, or if you only follow other people, you have to run and run and run. Run inside here. Receive protection because, again, enemy is coming. Gentile is coming to trample you for 42 months, right? And over here, it summarizes who are those Gentiles that are going to bully us. Huh? It says like a beast, right? Chapter 16, verse 13. Travis just read it that I saw three evil spirits like frog, right? Like frog, like what? Dragon, mouse of dragon, mouse of beast, and mouse of false prophet. So who truly bully us? When it is released, right? Of course, Satan came out from bottomless already. When first trumpet blow, bottomless open already. So Satan came out already, and that is dragon started to come in. And dragon did not fight alone. Dragon used what? A beast. To fight along with him, and dragon used what? False prophet to fight with him, right? So many people will die from the mouth of dragon, from the mouth of beast, and the mouth of false prophet. As a matter of fact, a lot of places says that one third. Read the Bible, check out one third from the concordance. Maybe one third of us over here will be just hurted by these three Gentiles. Huh? So have this in mind, we shall talk about dragons, and then beasts, and then false prophet, right? Are you tired? Huh? After exercise, I figure sometimes you are also tired. Huh? I don't know why. Are you ready to talk about a dragon? Dragon is what? Satan, right? Dragon is Satan. The Bible especially mentioned about. Now I'm going to jump from because my time is limited. I'm going to jump from based on the 777, seven trumpets, seven bow, those kind of story. I'm going to talk about how come there is an end of the world because the world is corrupted. Who corrupted this world? These frogs with three mouths, right? These three evil spirits, right? And the Bible introduce it one by one for them. First of all, talk about dragon. Huh? Turn to chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 1, talk about a vision, a curse in heaven. And a woman, this woman referred to church. How do we know that it referred to church? Because it closed the sun. Sun prefigure Jesus Christ. Put on Jesus Christ, right? Close Jesus Christ. Put on Jesus Christ are those who got baptized. And it was able to tremble on the moon. Moon control the darkness. The woman, you, are supposed to be able to control the darkness, right? And there are 12 stars on the head. The church have, remember, Jesus' hand, there were 7 stars, right? They are messenger of the church. 12 stars are the church representative is on the woman's head. So the church is proud of you. You are the stars of the church. You are a good Christian, the church is proud of you. Huh? So there are 12 stars over here, right? And then you give a birth. The church, right, need to give a birth, meaning that for you, you need to go out to save soul, right? And when you bring people to the church, it's a painful process. When you give a birth, it's not easy, right? But after you give a birth, what happened? Then, after you give a birth, right, the Bible starts to tell us that a dragon starts to show up. Verse 2. What kind of color is this dragon? Verse 2. Anyone? Read it. Read the Bible. What kind of color? Red. The Bible says big red dragon. 大红龙, right? Big red dragon. How many heads does it have? How many heads? How many horns? Where is the diadem? Horn or head? Head. What does it mean? Anybody know? Thoughts, right? Head is your thoughts, right? Dragon always youth. Satan always used his thought to lure brothers and sisters. Dragon never shows up. Anybody have a vision? Suddenly, when you are sleeping, right? Suddenly, a dragon shows up, right? And he holds a knife, right? Of course, he will wrestle you, right? But he take a knife and want to kill you. Or really was able to kill you to death. Of course, it's a vision, right? It's a spiritual world. Usually, Satan only lures people with their thoughts. How did Eve fall? How did Eve fall? Did Satan come up and say, "Hey, if you do not follow me, I kill you"? Did he say that? The serpent said that? No. It's a change of concept. You know, if you eat this fruit, right, you will be like God. Wow, I can be like God. How wonderful. If I can be like God, how do I want to be a human being, right? I want to control everybody. I can be as smart as God, right? And you look at it, and it's really good to eat, right? So always change the concept. How did Judah betray Jesus? Huh? Greedy heart, right? So it's concept, changing of concept. When Judah saw that, when Jesus used 2 fish and 5 loaves to feed how many person? 5,000. Maybe you can imagine, maybe 15,000, including baby and those men, right? 15,000. A lot of people follow Jesus, right? Judah saw it with his own eyes, right? This man could be Messiah, right? I make a right decision. I follow the right person, right? He must be the Messiah. I'm going to enjoy my good life, right? But guess what? Jesus said, "You shall eat my flesh and my blood." All the people run away. And Jesus have to ask the 12 apostles, "Are you going to leave me too?" Right? And Jesus started to think, this guy, I thought he was a Messiah. He wanted to be the king. But how come all people left him, right? And then you notice that even the major stream church want to kill him. So he started to think, what should I do? Before I leave this sinking boat, I'd better take something with me, right? Because the boat is going to sink anyway. So that's why he wanted to earn 30 pieces of silver, 30 money from that sinking boat to go away with him. So starting from here, Satan entered into his heart, the Bible says. Even Jesus washed his feet because Satan already influenced his concept. No way to turn back. So how does Satan lure you, brother and sister? When Satan is released, he's going to come inside here to change you. They will start to tell you, TJC is so few members in TJC. How could it be the only one church that have salvation? It's out of doubt. How come TJC member only Asian people? Where's the Caucasian? Of course, thank God we're Caucasian. Where's the black people over here? How come this is the only one true church? Your thought will start to change, right? You forget about Paul has preached to many Caucasians already. You forget about in Africa, we have many brothers and sisters over there too. Right? Your thought will be transformed. Many young men over here do not believe in that. This is the arc of the last day. Your thinking start to change. You will start thinking about, hey, how about there was a guy, very famous evangelist, always come to Southern California once a year. What is his name? This guy can really perform miracles, I'm telling you. When he pinpoint on you, you will fall down on the ground. See, Benny Hill, right? Benny Hinn. See, when you hear about this, you know, and when you go to an auditorium, thousands of people follow him, and you come to True Jesus Church, only 30 people over there. So why this is True Church? Impossible. Let me go with them. Your concept changed already. Dragon is very powerful, I'm telling you, in the last day. It's very easy to influence you. Like you live in a society. The society, later we're going to talk about, full of the saliva. Saliva. Right, saliva? Full of saliva of dragon. I mean, all the concept of dragon is, later we'll read it, all the concept of dragon is on earth, right? I tell brother and sister, if you go to a newsstand, every time I go to the airport, right? In the airport, there's a special shop for newspaper and a magazine, right? You go there and try to see if there's any good magazine. And you look at all the magazine for you guys. It's summertime, right? The best swimming suit to buy. The 10 best swimming suit to buy. The 10 best way to lure your boyfriend. The 10 best way to look like a model. All the concept is trying to lure you into Hollywood. Why, when you come here, we are so fussy about your hairstyle? Because, I really have to spend time to talk about it. Because, in the last day, the church wall is very high, huh? Very high. We do not allow the social tidying come into us. We want you to, you know, if we force you to dye your hair and your thought never change, huh? Your thought is confirmed with the dragon, no use, because after you go home, you're going to dye it anyway. But over here, we still have to address it. You know why? Because we don't want the church to know that the church wants to confirm the concept of the society. Society concept may not be applicable to the church. We don't want you to do a special diet because you want to look good. We don't want you to go to cosmetic surgery. How do you call it? Cosmetic surgery. So you can look like a movie star. We don't want you to spend all your time and energy in this tidying of dragon, tidying of the world. Why doing that? Time is so precious. Life is so short. There are so many important things you should do. Why doing that, right? Why spend time on this? So that's why Peter says that do not spend time to braid your hair, braid your hair, right? Braid your hair. At that time, maybe very few people, the dye chemical is not as popular. If Peter lived nowadays, I would say that you should not spend your time to dye your hair, but spend your time to cultivate your inner beauty, right? If you think about Peter's heart, must be like that. The purpose is that you can spend time to cultivate your inner beauty. This is too much. How long for you to go to the beauty salon to dye your hair? You never do it. Sorry. Let's say 1 hour. Is it 1 hour too long? 2 hours! Oh man, you have 2 hours to spend over there and doing nothing? I know, you know, society tell you beauty is the most important thing. Sexy is the most important thing. But I'm sorry. Go back to the Bible. No, most important thing is inner beauty. Oh. Dragon uses his concept to lure you. Not only that, this is like what his appearance is, right? But most important is the concept in a society. Like a lot of young men, right? What is the popular concept among young men? Huh? 只要我喜欢，没有什么不可以. How do you say this in English? Huh? This is Oriental young men saying. I don't know what. Oh, life. The major purpose of life is what? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Right. I'm telling you, 50 people over here, huh? Freshmen. I'm seriously warning you. Huh? This is the most challenging year in your spiritual lifetime when you go to school. You know why? Because suddenly you are free. Before, you are TJC Bond member, right? Your parents always drag you to the church. Even though you don't like it, you still got to follow, right? Maybe if my kids, I would not allow them to have a car. Right, unless they go to college, right? So you follow us now, you are free. You are as free as a bird. You are on your own. Guess what? All your friends' concept, a lot of time, is very interesting. Huh? It's going to be very interesting. It's going to lure you away. Many TJC freshmen fall. But thank God, a lot of them stand up later on. Huh? But if you are able to stand up, thank God. If you fall to a point that you cannot stand up, I don't know. Many social concepts, your friends' faith, may not conform, may not agreeable with the Bible. They are the concept of dragon, and this is how dragon lure you away from the bosom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he has 7 heads, 7 heads and 10 horns, and the diadem was because Satan is on the throne. That's why I need to impression, huh? The beast is on the throne. I'm sorry, on the horn.